This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The Arab state of Oman has oil, but unlike its neighbor Saudi Arabia, its supply is limited. So Oman has been trying to diversify its economy, bolstering small businesses and encouraging locals to work in the private sector. The results have been mixed, as Elisa Roth reports.
This is Selma's Chocolates. It's a tiny cafe and store in the lobby of the Bank of Oman, and it's the kind of small business that a lot of people here think is the future of Oman's economy. What sets it apart from its competition are the local flavors.
We have old sweets which started to vanish.
Aisha Al-Hajri is one of the owners.
So we chose to take the old generation sweets like the halwa, and like the caramelized sesame. And there's a kind of sweet called maho. Maho, it's like a toffee.
Source them from local producers and fill chocolates with them. What's not local are the employees, because the company can't afford it. She and Salma, that's her co-owner and the shop's namesake, are Omani.
The rest are foreigners. For a small business in Oman, it's difficult for us to hire an Omani due to the minimum wages.
Instead, she has foreign workers from the Philippines, India, and Indonesia, for whom there's no minimum wage. Around 15% of Omanis are unemployed, and a lot of them would rather have government jobs, which have shorter hours and other perks. The government's been raising the minimum wage for Omanis to get more locals to work in the private sector. David Mednikoff, who's the director of Middle Eastern Studies at UMass Amherst, says changing those attitudes will be hard.
The new expectations that they're going to be shaping, that, you know, if you're young and you're looking for a job, you can't count on the public sector anymore. This is a big shift.
Other countries in the Persian Gulf, like Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, also want more locals in the private sector. Mednikoff thinks Oman is more likely to succeed partly because its native population is bigger. But Aisha Al-Hajri isn't sure about that. She recently offered her young cousin a job, and the woman turned it down, saying a private sector job just wasn't stable enough. In Muscat, Oman, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.